We try very hard to instill in you that violence is not an answer to things, and yet many of these hardened, trained people see violence as a very quick and easy way to solve a lot of problems. So we have to continually squash that.
So to speak.
So to speak, yes.
To Doris and E.J. Ecker and the Phoenix Institute, this does not include George Green. I hereby pledge financial support to the above-mentioned parties in any amount they deem necessary for the legal support of those parties. Signed, Ron Jackson, dated August 13, 1994. And then off to the side, he writes, good for, but not restricted to, $2.5 million.
Thank you. That was because that was the original offer, because that should have covered everything. And other fundings that he plans to use will come in different directions under different functioning levels. And that was specifically to put one's minds at rest, because you just sweat blood every time another one of these incidents occur or an attorney leaves. And so Mr. Gross comes in at a very high rate per hour. So be careful. You don't need to waste this. This man is one of the best attorneys you're ever going to run into. And he has defended ones on the committee. They don't know it. He doesn't know it. But then they all don't know everything I know. But he's expensive, and he's worth it. But you don't run to him to read you Goldilocks, because it's $275 an hour. If you want to read Goldilocks, go to somebody who only charges you $150, and that's atrocious. And he is in the process of getting an attorney he can work with in Nevada for the purpose of filing papers, and he will be a consulting attorney that approves everything for you. And that way, much of the work can be done without his personal attention or his need to travel. He's trying very diligently to work with you because he has become fascinated by this. You know, he calls Mr. Abbott, and Abbott starts off on that 12.5-foot ET. And he said, well, I think that's certainly fascinating. Well, about the third time, he said, well, that's even more fascinating. Mr. Abbott was a little tongue-tied. What are we going to fight about if you wipe away the stupidity? And before we talk about the next little bit that Ron and Rick are into now, I want to talk about removing the necessity of the input on 12.5-foot, 9.5-foot, 4-foot aliens. Forget it. You have a newspaper. It is the best newspaper in the world. And you've only just begun. You don't need to call attention because there is a 9.5-foot host. There's plenty of valid truth out there. All you needed was the guidance to bring the necessary information in from which to move. It doesn't mean I'm going anywhere. It doesn't mean I'm going to quit working. It means this, that you have a solid foundation and recognition now and appreciation. And as you move, you don't move on the basis of some possibility from outer space. You move from strength on your space. And that means that you're going to take this paper and it will be the voice of the people and it will be published everywhere. and it can grow, and it can branch out, and it can multiply. But you had to start. And now we can move on. And as you move on and ones get informed, it makes the evolution or the evolvement or the revolvement possible. Now, where did you get to on that possibility, Rick?
Well, let me back up a little bit and just give the listeners a debrief on Ron's condition in prison and work my way up to the more recent... Over the last 2 weeks, I've met with Ron for about 5 days. He's in the Southern Nevada Correctional Center, which is a minimal security prison. I've just returned from 3 days with him, and it was somewhat difficult to get in to see him. The prison officials were extremely nervous this time. They wanted to cover themselves with legal releases for the press. It seems to be a more casual facility than the northern facility was. Ron is in very good spirits. He's surrounded by a lot of sexual offenders and drug people, the kind of people that he's not exactly crazy about, I guess you could say. But the prison people have been very cooperative, generally speaking, and very, very helpful. 2 days ago, Ron sat down with me. He would not talk on the... He called me over there, in fact, to meet with him in person over something which he said would blow my mind. And I should have told him that's difficult to do. And I also was hoping that he would be freer to speak on the phone. But where he is now, things are monitored extremely carefully. And before I tell you that, let me back up just one more step to say that 3 days ago he was visited by a member of the Secret Service investigating the information about Clinton. And the officer was, I would say 35 years old, very open-minded, and Ron felt that he was a kind person, even though this man had no jurisdiction in a state prison, and Ron told him as much, and also told him that he had some nerve speaking with Ron without counsel. Ron agreed to talk with him, and did so, about this and other matters. And when this Secret Service agent asked Ron about what he knew concerning the JFK assassination, Ron proceeded to tell him what he knew. And about halfway through the conversation, his countenance completely changed to one of resignation, dismay, and overwhelmed realization that there's a whole lot more going on than meets the eye, as is usually the case. So Ron proceeded to talk to him about the Secret Service and about government service generally, about apathy within the service. And he feels as though he really got through to this young man. So he called me here in Tehachapi and asked that I gather up some back issues of the paper so this man could read Ron's story about JFK. So I did deliver many back issues to the Secret Service in Las Vegas on this trip. Getting back to what Ron wanted to talk to me about, he would not share with me who contacted him. One of his attorneys came to meet with him for 15 minutes a number of days ago because he would not speak on the phone about this matter. And it was a message from the committee to Ron. Ron made the phone call, spoke directly with a committee member. And the message was for Ron to be the spearheading force behind the notion of setting up a parallel government under the Constitution. And part of the reasoning for this had to do with feeling out the people to see if now is indeed the time for such a bold move. I've talked to Ron about this for a number of months now. Commander has mentioned it for quite a long time in passing at various meetings. And he has heard it every time I've talked to him about it, but it's such an overwhelming idea. Where do you go with it once you have the concept? He was very surprised that a member of the committee would approach him with such an idea. He was surprised at who it was, and that person needs to remain confidential. But in addition to that, for them to even make the suggestion has behind it so much more. Ron's attorney has asked a number of people in Washington about this idea. He's looked into it legally and feels that there is no legal problem, really, for Ron. We sat down and composed a one-page notice to contact readers asking for input about this idea. So in this week's paper, there will be a notice to that effect from Ron suggesting the possibility of actually setting up a constitutional form of government. Ron means business. I believe he means what he says, and he is ready to get down to it. But in the end, it is the people who will say yay or nay. It will not be Washington, and it will not be Ron Jackson. It will be the people. And the key to much of this has to do with the dissemination of information, and he is adamant about taking the contact and throwing so much money at it that it will get into the hands of the common man.
We'll take it. We'll take it.
Yeah. That's pretty much it. No, that's not it.
Typical man. Typical man.
Common man.
Spends 5 days over there, and he can tell it in less than 5 minutes.
Right.
There is, Ron is being, am I on? When Ron moved from the northern facility to the southern facility, he began a medical evaluation. This evaluation is complete on Wednesday or Thursday of this week. When he is released medically, in other words, found to be mentally sound, physically sound, medically sound, he will then be eligible for reclassification. The following day, there will be a reclassification board that he will be evaluated by, and they will reclassify him from a medium security facility to a minimum security facility, at which point he is not allowed to stay where he is more than 5 days. He will, in all likelihood, be assigned to a Las Vegas work release program at that point. And it's my understanding there is some work out there for him somewhere. That's about it.
Okay.
No, there's more.
They
finally delivered to him the mail from the northern facility day before yesterday, and it was just about 200 pounds worth of mail. Ron is having a real hard time coming up with the stamps to answer everybody, and he feels obliged to answer everybody who writes. So I really want to say, while he's still in there, if you can send a self-addressed stamped envelope, it's extremely helpful. There was a time they would not allow the stamped envelopes in, but they have allowed some of them to slide. So in the hopes that they'll continue to let them slide for the next brief period, it is helpful.
Now, Rick.
Nothing
anybody's released, Rick?
The reclassification is part of his phasing out, let's say, phase by state.
So we won't delve into that very much. There's no need prodding your enemy. It's like teasing the rattlesnake. Why push the rattlesnake into biting you when all you need to do is just keep quiet and back away and let them take their own way? There's plenty to be done, and you can hang on a little bit longer. Gunther will have part of his own project materializing within the next while. He has to first, you see, get his bona fide identification and documentation, and I don't know if all of you know who I mean when I say Padre. Padre's over there. He can get into the Catholic archives and come up with some of those necessary documents. And also, he can possibly bring paperwork and stuff back with him. And I would suggest that probably Padre will be headed back this way toward midweek. And that means that they will have worked out enough things that, as a matter of fact, where Gunther and Rayella need to be domiciled for this next period of time is in one of the family estates that is right this minute occupied by the president of Czechoslovakia, so they've got to wait till he moves out so they can move in. And Dorma suggested that she'll practice up on her waltzing again, but we do now note that it's rock and roll over there too. So, Woodstock has taken the world. I just tell you these things because I realize that if you don't know what's going on, it's very difficult. And yet you can see that everything we mention in this room, on these tapes, in the journals, in the paper, is gone under the microscope, and the slip of the lip becomes your noose. I'm wary of it. We cannot even have humor. We aren't out to get anybody. We're out to build. If people don't like us, I like them to go away from me. Why bother to come and pick at me if I'm just a dead old dog? Why do they insist on burdening us with their problems? It's none of my business. It is none of my business what Jason Brent does. As long as people will tolerate him doing it, he will go right on doing it. And I guess that's not my business. It's my business when the corruption washes over you and you are helpless in it. But ones who aid and abet him are more guilty than he. And you better think about that. Because then it is a whole deliberate aiding and abetting. Would I waste my time trying to do something to Jason Brent? For goodness sakes, I guess not. He will do it to himself. And what he doesn't do, George Green will.
That's right.
Why would I hurt him? I would like him on your side. Do you not understand you need unity in a community to be able to build a decent government? And maybe some of these ones are so corrupted they would never be able to function in a decent society. I don't know. But with God, there's always hope, just like with a mother and a delinquent child. I would far rather have this man on my side. These ones who are so deliberate as to set up these clandestine schemes, the schemers of the world, are often the shrewdest, best leaders. if you can focus their direction on the light instead of the darkness. And that means that ones have got to be in abundance gathering, or there is no physical reason to want to be on the good side. Do you see? If all you're going to do is go into the gutter of poverty, who in the devil wants to do that? And more, why in the world would anyone in God want to do that? That old thing was conjured up to destroy you. God's people have to be poverty-stricken, pious idiots. That's a lie. God is total abundance. And you should be able to create this abundance. You don't have to steal it from somebody. But you have to know where it is, don't you? And that, my friends, is information. And that means you've got to bother to learn your lessons, lest you never find it, and once you find it, you cannot use it. The ones who tore this down or allowed it to be torn down knowingly are the ones that need to plug those holes and reverse it. You can carry the word and get the support. They can lead. And they have the power to back off the enemy. Regardless of what they think in the Committee of 17, they are not in the enemy of God and God's troops. They are adversaries to that element. You are watching the ones of the human element clash. And it can go either way. It can go either way. That is the free will nature of man. I would hope that wisdom prevails. It doesn't mean you are lost. It means a world may be in great and severe trouble. That part of you that is of the world is not you. So you keep right with God and you are all right, period. Everything else is passing. Including E.J., who is about to pass into sleep. That's what cake will do to
must
you.
Must be the insulin.
E.J. reacts differently. He goes into insulin withdrawal and goes into a hypercoma. We'll speak at length on this at another time when he's awake. I want to tell you that you're, once again, I know you've been there before. You have been there before. You've even gotten it into the bank before. And this is one reason I want Randy to know that not only will there be a hospital type of setting or a holistic center here one of these days where he can be a doctor again, but while he is over there, we may very, very well be able to use his services and his assistance simply because he is offshore. And we will do that. These are devoted people. Sometimes timing is not always perfection. But all of the foundation laid in the meanwhile is worth every moment of it. We're going to get there, and you've got to know what to do on that day when you step over that next threshold. And now you will have others joining you who are going to have to also catch up. That doesn't mean all of you can backslide . Are there any questions that anyone would particularly like to ask? Good. We can go. Go enjoy the rest of the day. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. Salud. Thank you.